things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Things you didn't know with me, Tim Convy. We're going to go ahead and go on Instagram Live right now. At The Wake Up, Y98. You should follow us at The Wake Up, Y98. Get on there because this is going to be captivating visually. Okay. Here's something you didn't know. Portland, Oregon was named by a coin flip. The other name option was Boston. The two guys who founded the city were from Boston, Massachusetts, and Portland, Maine. The guy from Maine won the toss and named the city Portland.
Wow!
Which was so confusing to me most of my life until I eventually went to both places and sorted it out. Here's something you didn't know. The men's clothing shop Bonobos was the first company that started as e-commerce only and eventually opened up a physical store. The site launched in 2007 and they opened a store in 2012.
Bonobos. They sell socks?
Oh, Jen.
What?
They're more than just socks.
They sell everything.
What do they sell?
I think of pants mostly. They've got a shop down in the Central West End. But you can't take anything out of the store. You just go in there, try it on, and then you order it, and they ship it to you.
Oh, really?
Is that how it works?
Yeah. It's cool stuff.
Oh, I see it. Okay, but it's all men's clothing.
Yeah, I said that when I said the men's clothing shop.
I know, but it's not crazy for me to not know.
Was that your plea? No, I know. I didn't say it was crazy.
Oh, they're selling Riviera face masks.
That was her plea. A little closer to the sock thing is, yeah, but it's just men's, which is kind of like socks. Here's something you didn't know. The reason baseball and basketball teams wear dark jerseys for road games is because away teams originally didn't have access to washing machines, so they needed the darker jerseys to conceal dirt.
Makes sense.
Here's something you didn't know. The Oval Office has pressure sensors on the floor, so the Secret Service can monitor exactly where the president is when they're not allowed inside.
What? How do they know it's his feet?
Yeah. It's very sensitive.
How do they know? It could just be anybody walking around.
That is true. Maybe they can't tell the difference.
I'm sure they have something that lets them know.
Here's something you didn't know. You're more likely to be stung by a bee if you're eating a banana. The chemical compound that gives bananas their taste also works as a pheromone that makes bees angry.
What?
Makes them angry?
Angry bees. The video game.
Bonobos and bananas.
Here's something you didn't know. In Mexico, Germany, and Chile, and a few other countries, it's not illegal to break out of prison. Germany says it's just human nature to try to escape.
What? So you break out and they're like, oh, well, maybe next time.
Yeah.
Good job.
There's no punishment for like digging a tunnel or the hole. I mean.
Well, that totally explains Hogan's Heroes and everything. Think about it, you know?
I don't get that reference.
I don't
get it
either.
I'm glad that we cleared that up.
They always were breaking out and coming back in.
Hogan.
We'll take your word for it.
You got to watch Cozy TV.
That's right. Lance knows.
Here's something you didn't know. The guy who invented the upside-down ketchup bottles with the opening at the bottom instead of the top sold his company to Heinz in 1995 for $13 million.
Whoa! Worth every penny. That's what I'm saying.
Man, really messed up this list. Yes, no, I agree with you. I think he should have gotten more for that.
Yeah.
Well, it was 25 years ago.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say a really, really low number. Like he was ripped off, but no, I think Heinz did right.
Here's something you didn't know. The full version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game is a feminist song about a woman who wants to go on a date to a baseball game and not a movie.
Huh.
Think about it.
But she makes him buy the peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I mean, old school feminism, I guess that was okay.
Well, she's just saying, listen, buddy. It's not all about the movie and whatever. Like, I like baseball, too.
Yeah.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever go back. It's longer. It gets into, like, voting rights and 70 cents on the dollar. Like, that's in the third verse that
yeah,
we're
right.
Here.
Wage so equity.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, hashtag me, too. Like, it's a lot of... Here's something you didn't know. This is fact of the day. Letters are uppercase and lowercase. That's why we call them that. Because That's where typesetters at printing presses would keep their letters. The smaller letters were in a lower case that was easier to access. Like,
oh, so that's why they're uppercase and lowercase.
That's why we use the word case.
Whoa!
Isn't that interesting?
That was great.
Here's something you didn't know. PG-13 movies are allowed to use the F word once, but only if it's used in anger and doesn't, you know, directly refer to...
Yes. Well, we kind of talked about that with Hamilton, right?
Yeah.
To be on Disney+.
They get one.
There were three in the musical, and Lin-Manuel Miranda literally had to give two of them back in order for it to be on Disney+, because they won't show any R-rated movies.
And didn't we learn earlier this morning that today is the anniversary of PG-13?
That's right. Red Dawn. Wow. The first PG-13 movie.
Full circle.
Full circle moment.
Full. You got to listen to the whole show. I'm telling you.
I always say that. It's easy to do on the podcast, by the way, Y98.com.
Super easy.
Here's something you didn't know. Martha Stewart once dated Anthony Hopkins, but she broke up with him because she couldn't stop associating him with Hannibal Lecter from The Silence of the Lambs.
And she didn't like making fava beans, so.
Wow. I hope you papier-mâché that, Martha. Not a good impression. Also, did Martha Stewart even do papier-mâché? It was a stretch. It was a reach. Here's something you didn't know. A football player named Bobby Singh, remember him? He won a Super Bowl with the Rams in 2000.
I think I know where you're going.
An XFL championship with the LA Extreme in 2001 and a CFL championship in 2006 with the BC Lions. No other player has ever won all three.
Wow.
Here's something you didn't know. The CRV and Honda CRV. Anybody know what it stands for?
Compact recreational vehicle.
No. You got the vehicle right.
One out of three. Hey, that's good.
Hey.
That gets me in the Hall of Fame if I'm a baseball
player. Comfortable runabout vehicle.
No, okay.
Huh.
You want to hear another acronym that's kind of weird? You know the Patriot Act? The USA Patriot Act is actually an acronym, and it's a real clunky enforced one. The USA Patriot Act stands for Uniting and Strengthening America by Providing Appropriate Tools Required to Intercept and Obstruct Terrorism Act.
Wow.
It actually makes sense.
Yes.
I'm fine with it. All right, here's something you didn't know. Let It Be by the Beatles. Paul McCartney wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sent it to Aretha Franklin. He's like, you should do this. But it took her forever to put out. So he's like, fine, the Beatles will just record it. Eventually, Aretha's came out. It sounds like this.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, you give a song to Aretha Franklin, you don't put a timetable on that. You...
Unless you're Paul McCartney.
I don't know. She's Aretha. She'll record it when she records it.
I think it worked out for everybody.
Yeah.
And finally, here's something you didn't know. I think you guys knew this. Rainbows, actually full circles. You just can't see the bottom half because of the ground.
Really?
Yeah, think about it.
So it goes underground?
No, it's beyond. I think it's in between the Earth and the Sun. I made that part up. I don't know.
Things you didn't know.
You should have ended with PG-13 and with uppercase and lowercase.
We'll edit it for the podcast.
Here's Lance Hildebrand with traffic.
All right, we're slow. Westbound 270. That'll start as you approach 367, heading up toward the work zone there at Old Halls Ferry. A little busy coming past 5th Street on your way.